Hello and welcome to The Adore Architect. I am your host Simone Moran and I am so excited to be here with you today. This podcast is all about the law of attraction, health and spirituality, all things so that you can start living your best life and can tap into the beautiful abundance the universe wants to gift you. Hello and welcome back to The Adore Architect. I'm your host Simone Moran and I am so excited to be here with you with episode 3. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to those of you who have listened to episode 1 and 2. I have had so much fun recording these podcasts and I am so grateful to be giving value to you and to help give you the tools to start living your best life and to help you create your own reality. Now, in today's episode, I will be talking about setting small goals for big results and how you can actually do that. Every single one of us has goals. We all have a future outcome we want. But the thing is, most of the time, we are always looking at the end result and how we don't actually have that in our current situation. We always have these big goals, but these big goals seem so far out of reach for us that we're never actually getting there. So by setting a goal so big, we are actually pushing that goal further away from us without even realizing it. So it's important to have big goals. It's important to have a plan. It's important to know what you want in life. But the key is to getting to those goals is setting the little goals in between that will get you closer to your desired end result. So it's important to realize that there will always be an end goal in life. The thing is that we are always striving for the next best thing. And we might have these big goals in mind. And then once we get that goal, once we've actually achieved it, we kind of just push it aside and then we're looking at the next big goal. And we're always striving for something more. So we're actually always, you know, striving for something that seems so far out of reach. So we're actually living life thinking about how we don't have what we want. And so subconsciously, we are always big steps behind that something that we want. And we are living our life worrying about the future. So because of that, we're constantly attracting the not having something. And it's actually pushing our goals away so that it takes longer to achieve them. So that brings us to today's topic, which is why it's important to set small goals that work as little steps to achieve the big goal. And we'll be talking about how you can set those little goals. So say, for example, you are booking a big holiday overseas somewhere. Let's say you're going on a big 6-week holiday to Europe. Europe is the big goal. Europe is the desired result. But you're not just going to say, okay, I'm going to Europe for 6 weeks next year. Because even though the big holiday is the end result, you know that there are steps involved in making it happen, don't you? So you know that you have to organize flights, you know you have to make sure that you have your passport, you know that you have to sort out travel insurance, you have to book accommodation, and you have to organize what you're going to actually do in your holiday, and all the other little things that are involved in going on an overseas trip. The overseas holiday is the wonderful end result, but you know when booking a holiday, there's a lot of little steps you have to take before you can actually go on that holiday. It's the same for anything in your life that is a big goal for you. You must take the little steps to achieve this goal. And yes, the little steps may feel so small, but with each step, you're actually getting closer and closer, and you're getting yourself into the vibration of what you desire, and you're actually then attracting the big goal much quicker because suddenly it doesn't seem so out of reach and you realize that this big goal is actually your reality and not just a dream. It's also important taking these small steps instead of taking big leaps because as we know, slow and steady wins the race. So by taking these small steps, you are mindfully making your way to your goal and you'll be amazed what shows up when you're doing that instead of running to the finish line. So because more often than not, if you try and sprint your way to the finish line, you're actually going to burn out very quickly and you're actually setting yourself back further than if you steadily make your way to the end. So walk your way to the finish line. Smell the roses along the way. Because sometimes taking note of what's on the sideline will bring you an unexpected, wonderful surprise that will not only make your today amazing, but make your end goal even more powerful. Whereas if you're racing to the finish line, you're missing out on all the wonderful things that are trying to appear in front of you. You're just running, running, running. You're only looking at the end result, and you're not actually picking up on the little beautiful things that the universe wants to show you. So these little things that appear, they're the seeds of new wonderful ideas that will actually bring you great success in the end. So one quote I really, really love is, "Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans." And I'm sorry, I cannot remember who that quote is by, but I think that a quote everyone could do, that is a quote that everyone could do with having somewhere around them. It's important to have a goal, and it's important to have the plan, and it's important to know what you want. But it's also important to go day by day, mindfully making your way to your goal. So working your way through your little goals and continuously setting each little goal as you go along. You're being open to the opportunities that present themselves along the way, and you're actually attracting all the beautiful gifts the universe has for you. So that brings me to the how. How to set these little goals. One method that I absolutely love that I actually got from Lior Alexandra's YouTube video on setting your goals and manifesting them, and that is putting your goals into categories. So there are six categories that she gave. Category one is your intellectual goals. So that can be something that you want to learn, such as a language, or maybe you want to learn how to run a business. You know, maybe there's a class that you've been wanting to do, anything. There's no limit to how many you can put in each category. And it doesn't matter if you have only one goal in each category. It doesn't matter if you have five in each category. Whatever it is that you want to do, do it. So my intellectual goal was to do a business course on Skillshare and also learn Norwegian. I have no idea why I chose Norwegian. I just find the language very interesting. And they actually say that learning a different language opens up a different part of your brain. And so far, I actually feel really good after I've spent time learning Norwegian. And it's actually really interesting to me. So say, for example, with category one, the intellectual goals, I've just been setting an hour aside each week to just spend that time learning Norwegian. I've actually been using the app Babbel, and I find that app very helpful because not only do you get to learn how to pronounce them, they pronounce the words for you, you pronounce the words back, you also learn how to actually spell the words in the language, and it also, it kind of helps you learn the words in a sentence as well. So I've been finding Babbel very helpful with learning a language. Now, I'm not saying that you have to also learn a language. Whatever it is that you've wanting to be learned, that you want to be learning, is really good for just opening up a new part of your brain, learning new things. It's always a really great thing to do, no matter what it is. So for category two, that's your physical goals. So is there a class at the gym that you've always wanted to do? Or maybe you just want to get out more and go for a walk. Definitely give yourself goals that will challenge you and get yourself out of routine. It's important to switch things up and do different things. So your physical goals could be as simple as go to one class each week at the gym. Or your goal could be bigger, like running a half marathon. Your goal could be simply just doing yoga often. Or it could just that you want to go for an hour walk every single day. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, whatever you think is going to be good for you and is going to get you out of your routine, just choose that. So that's physical goals. Category two, physical goals. Category three is your spiritual goals. So for example, my spiritual goal was to meditate every day. Now, I'm not forcing myself to meditate every day to begin with. I do tend to, I try to meditate every day anyway, but I work my way around that where I can try and meditate a couple days a week, or I try to meditate even just 5 minutes a day so that I'm not overwhelming myself with having to meditate, you know, 20 minutes every single day. But I'm working my way towards that. So my goal is to actually be meditating every single day. I'd like to be meditating 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, but that is my goal. So I'm working my way towards that and trying to meditate as much as I can. But spiritual goals can be a lot of other things. It's not only meditation, but I find that the first step to kind of really aligning yourself and becoming a bit more spiritually open and to start your awakening, I find that meditation is definitely really the number one key for that. So for category 4, that is your career and financial goals. So this is a big one for most people. What is your goal for your career? I'm not really going to give specifics for that because everyone's career goals are very different, and whatever your career is, everyone has a goal. Everyone has that promotion they want to get to. Everyone has that, you know, raise that they want. It's all different. So what's your goal for your finance? What is your goal for your career? Now, when you're listing these goals in the category, you can set your goals as big as you want. There's no limit to how big, because then we're going to be working towards the steps to achieving these goals. But at least if you have the few different goals in the different aspects of your life, you kind of have an idea of what you want your everyday life to actually look like. So back to career and financial goals. What's your career goal? What's your financial goal? We're going to start working towards these goals in day-to-day life, as I said. So even just little things like visualizing what you want in your career every day. So say, for example, you're working in an office and you really want that raise, you've been working so hard towards that raise. Start visualizing that every day. Start visualizing how it would feel to get that raise. What are little steps that you can take? Little things like that, so that you can start working your way towards the actual big goal. So category 5 is creative goals. What is something creative that you love to do? Whether it's painting, drawing, writing, photography, anything creative. Could be videography, whatever it is. There's so many creative outlets out there. What is something that you love to do? It could be even that you've been wanting to do this art class. If it's just an art class that you just need to let your creative juices out and to just relax somewhere that you can just let go, whatever it is. My creative goal was that I would like to start painting more because I'm really into painting. I'm also very into writing and poetry. So I have set my goal as well to set time aside each week, not every day, because every day it's hard to commit to that. But every week I just want to spend an hour doing something creative that I love. So whether that is painting or writing, writing some poetry, whether it's drawing, or I do like photography as well. Whatever it is, I'm trying to set aside an hour every week for my creative goals. Now, category 6 is social goals. And I find that this is actually a really important step, because getting out there, getting amongst people, being social is just such an important thing. It really does, it gets you out of your routine for one thing. It's so great getting amongst people that you actually love and people that really inspire you and make you feel great. And yeah, it also helps the universe bring great opportunities to you, because when you're getting out there, you're getting out of your routine and you are surrounding yourself with amazing people, there's wonderful opportunities that are going to come from that. So set yourself goals that will actually get you out of your comfort zone social-wise. We all get too comfortable in our immediate social groups. And so set yourself a goal to socialize more. One goal that I set for myself is to actually just say yes to more things. Because I don't know about you, but I have been someone known to say no to something that I've been invited to because I overanalyze how it's going to be. I overanalyze what's going to happen when I'm there. I overanalyze the fact that I don't know that many people there, so it's going to be awkward. Just little things like that that I've done that it's so stupid because honestly, if I just say yes and just go, oh my gosh, the people that can just show up in your life. So that is definitely one for me, was to just say yes to more things. And yeah, just socializing more, actually getting out there, organize things with your friends, you know, just lots of things. Go for a day trip to the beach, whatever it is. Just set yourself a few goals that you want to start doing for your social life. So once you've got your categories complete, now know that you are not only limited to those categories, you also do not have to have goals in every single one of these categories either, and you can create your own categories if you want to. It's all about what resonates with you and what you want in your own life. So some of you may not actually have spiritual goals, or some of you may not actually have, you know, physical goals or intellectual goals, and you may have different goals. So yeah, it's not limited to the six categories, but I found with Lior's video that the six categories was really good for me, and I was able to put the different things that I want in my life into each of the categories. So take time to figure out what you want, meditate on it if you want, or wait until the right idea comes up. So you don't even have to know or have your goal figured out straight away. Sorry guys, my microphone just cut out. But as I was saying, take the time to really figure out what you want. Take the time to really figure out what you want your big goals to be. Once you have those goals figured out, start coming up with little ways to begin implementing them into your life right now. So for some of these goals, it will obviously be easier than others. So for example, if your intellectual goals is to learn a language, then set when you want to do that. So it may just be an hour a week, like I do, an hour a week on learning that language. And start taking those little steps towards that. If your goal is to do a course, then look up courses in your area on the topic you want to do. Or little things like if it is the physical goals, then set time each day or each week to really spend the time to do that. So whether it's a yoga class, book yourself in for that yoga class. Whether it is going for a walk, just spend half an hour every day going for a walk. When it comes to your career goals, what are the little steps you can take to achieve that big goal, that big success? So a lot of the time in your career, there are little steps that you can take, little things that you can do to go that extra mile at work so that you are being recognized and you are attracting success into your life. When it comes to, say for example, your spiritual goals, just meditate even 5 minutes a day or meditate a few times a week and start working your way towards that goal, whatever it is. Set those little steps. The little steps are so important. The little steps are the most important thing. So say for example, for your social goals, do what will get yourself out of your comfort zone. So say yes to more things. That was my one. Just say yes to more. It's as simple as that. Literally just saying yes. When your friends invite you to something, just say yes. Don't worry about the outcome. Don't worry about what's going to happen. Just say yes and go for it. You'll be amazed at the abundance that starts presenting itself in your life. And you'll notice how, yes, you are working towards the big goal. Yes, you're excited for that big goal, but you're just enjoying life and you're enjoying the journey on the way to that big goal. And that is such an important thing. And abundance will start appearing in your life. It will honestly be amazing. And I've noticed that since I've just started taking the little steps, I'm really consciously making my way to that big goal. And I have had some amazing ideas come up. I've had some amazing opportunities come up, all from being mindful, all from mindfully working my way to my goals.
That's all for today, guys. I will definitely get more into this topic as we go, but I like to just make it easier for you, and I like to just make all of these things more approachable for you. So I hope you guys really enjoy setting your goals, and I hope this makes it easier for you. I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Be sure to check me out on Instagram to keep up to date with me. You can also feel free to message me. I love hearing about your success in these things. So my Instagram is adoreandsim. That's A-R-D-O-R and sim, S-Y-M. You can also follow my personal Instagram, and that is Simone Moran. That's with a double N at the end. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to talking to you next time. See you guys.